haven't read the whole statement. I must say that. First of all, I haven't read the whole statement. And I said to you, we will just consider it all tomorrow. David Gill and I have got a meeting at 10 o'clock tomorrow morning. David's spoken to the owners tonight, which is important. What is really important is for us to put this to bed. And I don't want to become a saga, right? Fair?
Yeah.
I think that's... I'm manager of a club that's got to win a game on Sunday against Stoke City. That's my most important thing. The rest is a bagatelle, believe me. We will invest for signature players when the time is ready. This summer was not ready, as far as I was concerned. There was no value for me. There was one player, yes, we would have liked to have got. We chose another club, right? And I don't think I ever wanted to come to England anyway. Some players don't want to leave their country. It's a fact of life. Some players are happy in their own country. Some players are quite happy to leave. And Manchester is always a big attraction for any player. But if they don't want to leave the country, then we just forget about it. So, in terms of the future of Manchester United, there's a lot of things in my favour. History, the respect we have from... If I told you many agents phoned me or emailed my secretary in a week, their player would love to play for us. And I'm not just talking about running-the-mill players, I'm talking about players at almost every club in the world. It'd amaze you. Because it's still got that fantastic romance and respect from everyone. So, sometimes you look in a field and you see a cow and you think it's a better cow than the one you've got in your own field. It's a fact. Right? And it never really works out that way. It's probably the same cow that knows as good as your own cow. So that's what to deal with that. Some players like to think it's better world somewhere else. Never really works. We had a player once says to me that Rooney and Ronaldo weren't good enough. Can you believe that? He actually said it, they weren't good enough, and he wasn't prepared to wait until they were good enough.
A player said that.
Yeah. But that's what happens, you know, that's the problem with potential. People don't identify potential. They're very poor at it. I've identified all my life with young people. I know potential. I know where it can be developed. I know how to develop it. And I have faith in it. And young people surprise you when given opportunity. And that's what this club's about. So when you see Manchester United at the moment, with all these young players, 14 or something like that, under 22, you can't see Manchester United 3 years ahead because you're not thinking about that. We're okay. I've got every confidence in that. We have a structure of the club that's good. We have the right staff, the right manager, the right chief executive, brilliant man. There's nothing wrong with Manchester United. Not a thing wrong with it. So we'll carry on.
Yeah,
I'm not going to go on with this all night, honestly. No, listen, just stop it right now, right? We're here, it's a European night, we're here to talk about a European game. You've had plenty yesterday, you've had plenty tonight, so I'm going to concentrate on the game tonight. If you want to ask a question, I'm happy to answer it. Fail that, forget it.
With respect, we haven't had a chance to ask any questions over the last 3 weeks.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, because of your behaviour. Why would I want to meet you people, the way you've behaved? You're as bad as anyone. You don't deserve me to come to a press conference. Why should I bother with you? The way you behave.
Yeah,